Weisthorn Woods by Maeve Binchy, read by Caroline Lennon and Stephen Armstrong. Chapter 1. The Road, the Woods and the Well. Part 1. Father Brian Flynn, the curate at St. Augustine's Rossmore, hated the feast day of St. Anne with a passion that was unusual for a Catholic priest. But then, as far as he knew, he was the only priest in the world who had a thriving St. Anne's Well in his parish, a holy shrine of dubious origin. A place where parishioners gathered to ask the mother of the Virgin Mary to intercede for them in a variety of issues, mainly matters intimate and personal. Areas where a clod-hopping priest wouldn't be able to tread. Like finding them a fiancé or a husband, and then blessing that union with a child. Rome was, as usual, unhelpfully silent about the well. Rome was probably hedging its bets, Father Flynn thought grimly. Over there they must be pleased that there was any pious practice left in an increasingly secular Ireland, and not wishing to discourage it. Yet, had not Rome been swift to say that pagan rituals and superstitions had no place in the body of faith? It was a puzzlement, as Jimmy, that nice young doctor from Doon Village a few miles out, used to say. He said it was exactly the same in medicine. You never got a ruling when you wanted one, only when you didn't need one at all. There used to be a ceremony on the 26th of July every year, where people came from far and near to pray and to dress the well with garlands and flowers. Father Flynn was invariably asked to say a few words, and every year he agonized over it. He could not say to these people that it was very near to idolatry to have hundreds of people battling their way towards a chipped statue in the back of a cave beside an old well in the middle of the Whitethorn Woods. From what he had read and studied, St. Anne and her husband said...